May the 4th, happy Star Wars Day. And, well, I suppose they're kind of letting me... well, would you agree that they're kind of letting me geek out a little on the one day of the year where I get to sort of like have a say of what goes on around here, right?
It's Raji Day.
It's Raji Day. It's Star Wars Day. Now, I want to introduce you to a new friend of the show. He's a geezer. He's a geezer without a doubt. Dean Furman. He's an innovation and AI expert. Normally, he teaches people how AI works through this really dope board game that he invented called Dawn of Disruption. But everybody is kind of saying that, you know, things are never going to be the same after COVID-19. Morning, Dean. What's happening? Welcome to the show. Happy Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
Yes, thanks for having me. And I guess now may the 4th Industrial Revolution be with you.
Right. Well, actually, exactly. That's so they're letting, like I just said, they're letting me geek out a little today, so I get to talk about anything I want. So I thought we'd have an expert on the show who, you know, is into the same kind of stuff as me, AI, sci-fi, all this kind of stuff. Do you think? I mean, the closest I've ever come to AI in my life is maybe when you're playing, like, you know, when you're doing online gaming, when you're playing in the, you know, they insert bots. So I noticed Facebook's and a lot of these sort of like online retailers have now got an element of AI where you end up having sort of a kind of a conversation with what's supposed to be a salesperson, but it's actually just an automated sort of computer that is talking to them the same way maybe Siri might. But how would something like a robot sort of, you know, get involved in all this kind of stuff? I mean, how would you say robots become a necessity in the world we're living in?
So I think that through this whole interesting period we've been living through, it just showed that I guess that people are scared of being too, companies are scared of being too reliant of people. Not necessarily a good thing, but robots, and not necessarily robots like you see in, you know, the movies R2-D2 and that type of vibe, become a necessity. And even if it's just, as you said, the series, being able to speak to someone. And what artificial intelligence is able to do is really take over what humans could do before. They can speak like humans, see like humans, understand information way better than humans, and move like robotics like humans. And especially in the call centers now, you see that companies realize that they maybe shouldn't have had hundreds and hundreds of people sitting right on top of each other day after day. So now a lot of them are moving very quickly to replacing that with speech. And there's companies like a company called Voca now, which what they can do is they can listen to recordings of your call center for a couple of months, mm-hmm. and then have bots that can completely speak exactly like the people inside your call center will speak. And it's really, really hard to tell the difference.
Well, I mean, if you listen to this show, you could quite easily automate half the DJs. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Am I really speaking to a real person at the moment?
You never know. You never know. Tell me something. I mean, AI, you know what it makes me wonder is, like, do you think this could cause some sort of, I mean, surely it'll have some possible effect on job cuts. Surely job opportunities in AI would kind of be looking bleak. Well, depending on which side of the fence you're on, yeah.
So, the problem that I think most people have in this world of educating people about this fourth industrial revolution is that no one wants to sound like the doom and gloom guy, because no one wants to hire anyone to come into their companies to preach doom and gloom. But the definition of artificial intelligence is now machines being able to do what humans previously did. And by that definition, it's really hard to find scenarios where there's way more jobs being created than they are being taken away. So there is going to be a hard transition for people. But the great thing is that artificial intelligence takes away a lot of the sucky work. You know, a lot of the work that people have been doing for the last 20 years, day in, day out, repetitive work, doing the same things, acting like robots themselves, now the robots can do. And it frees people up in their own lives to do the awesome stuff and the things that people, the unique elements of humans, to do what really you want to do though your whole life. So I think what you're able to do in the new future of work is just a lot more amazing.
Stay with us. We are having, this is my kind of stuff. We're talking AI, we're talking sci-fi, we're talking May the 4th Star Wars Day. Dean Furman is an innovation and AI expert, and